On March 4th, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments in another Obamacare case, and that could mean by June, the court may strike down the payment of government subsidies to those who bought health insurance on the federal exchange. And of course, that means that Republicans are going to have a real chance to change Obamacare. I talked about this with Gail Wilensky, senior fellow at Project Hope. She advised the first President Bush on health care matters.
It will be important for Republicans to have a backup plan. They understand that. They've been meeting. The Senate Republicans have already crafted one plan, at least, with Senators Hatch and Burr from the Finance Committee. The House is also meeting. Whether it will be easy for Republicans to converge on a replacement is another matter. But there are a variety of ways that could be responsive to a ruling by the Supreme Court that the subsidies in the federal exchange are not legal, including having some of the money available to the state to be distributed. But all of these would be temporary solutions with a replacement needed. I think everybody understands that we are not going to go back to having an additional 10 million people uninsured.
But that would essentially be the death of Obamacare, wouldn't it, if the Supreme Court goes that way?
Well, you could say that various types of changes to the Affordable Care Act revises it, or you could say you repeal it and replace it. As long as we find a way to get coverage to large numbers of the people who have been uninsured, remain uninsured, it can be a matter of semantics about whether the change actually is just revising and improving the Affordable Care Act or whether it's replacing it. It would certainly change the nature of the legislation as it's now crafted, but you could imagine a variety of changes if they could get through the Congress and if they would be acceptable by the President, including the ones that the Senate Republicans have voiced most recently but before, which is the use of a refundable tax credit instead of the subsidies as they're currently revised, not having a mandate, but having other mechanisms to put pressure on people to get insurance coverage. Again, if we just go back to where we were, which I think ought to be unacceptable to most people in the country, we will have an increase in the uninsured. Just because we don't continue with Obamacare as it's now structured doesn't mean we need to go back to where we were.
About that big tax glitch, 800,000 tax filers using healthcare.gov received erroneous tax information. The government is urging them to delay filing until they receive updated forms. I mean, one glitch here, one glitch there, you can certainly say it's forgiven. It's a big program. It's a new program. But are these piling up to the point that it's more than just mere annoyance?
It has shaken many people's belief in the competency of the government to run a program like this. The rollout the first year, as everyone knows, in the exchanges was just abysmal. This year, most people didn't have difficulty enrolling, but there have been a number of articles that the back-end maneuverings, that is, getting the information from the enrollment to the insurance companies, is basically being done by workarounds or by hand. It will be at least another year, maybe more, until that's finished. And now we've heard about the fact that 800,000 people received information that they thought was correct to be used in their tax filing, only to be told, stop, don't file your taxes yet. The information you received should not be used, and we will get back to you in early March with corrected information. If it was just once, people could understand, maybe, but it is one issue after another. I'm sure they were very distressed in the administration when they realized what happened, but the only worst thing would have been not to alert people.
Gail Wilensky, senior fellow at Project Hope. She advised the first President Bush on health care policy, and the Treasury Department has announced that anyone affected by the tax glitch we were just talking about, who had already filed their taxes, won't have to turn over corrections to their returns. Now, if you were affected and you haven't filed yet, they have been telling you to hold off for a while on finishing those taxes and submitting them.